به نستعين. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أنزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. First and foremost, I give my condolences to each and every one of you on this very sad occasion, which we are commemorating, and that is tonight, the Laylatul Dharb. As we know that the night of the 19th is one of the possible Laylatul Qadrs, but on a night like this, it was when Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi afdhalus salatu wassalam as he was going from one house to the next, from the house of Imam Hassan to the house of Imam Hussein to the house of Zainab salamullah alayha to make iftar. It was in this night that Imam Ali, he made his iftar at the home of Zainab salamullah alayha, Umm al-Masa'ib. And you see, this is why we understand that Zainab salamullah alayha, she is Umm al-Masa'ib. That she experienced the martyrdom of her grandfather Rasulullah, her mother Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, and in this night her father Emir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib comes to stay with her just before his shahada. And in that night, Zainab salamullah alayha, she reports that when she presented the iftar to her father, that he only ate just a little. And she questions, she says, Ya Abata, oh my father, why is it that you're taking so little? Eat the iftar. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he responded, he says, Ya'ti Amrullah. He says, the command of Allah is coming. That he knew the next day would be his shahada. He says, and so knowing that this command of Allah is coming, should I fill myself and I be full? Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he was preparing himself from that night for shahada. The next day, he will become a shaheed. But before we discuss that event, just want to make one point. This is kind of related to what we were speaking about dua. To show you that one of the asrar al-dua, that how it is fulfilled in this night of Laylatul Qadr. This night in which we remember Imam Ali, we remember his shahada, we remember the strike upon his head by Ibn al-Muljam la'anatullah alayh. That secret lies in that event in remembering Imam Ali. Shedding tears for Imam Ali. Placing yourselves in a state that is much like the state of infancy, that when you cry and you're in need of something, and that point when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your needs, that need is answered. This is one of the hikmah. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he teaches this to Kumail ibn Ziyad. When he gives him Dua Kumail. Read at the end of Dua Kumail, where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Irham man ra'su malihi al-raja wa salahuhu al-buka. That have mercy upon that individual whose capital is only his hope. His hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His hope that his dua will be heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person's weapon is his tears. وَسَلَاحُهُ الْبُكَى. And we see that again in the advice of Ahlul Bayt, in the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, there's another salah. There's another weapon of the mu'min, and that is dua. الدُّعَى صَلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. So we see that if we look at the weapon of a mu'min, it has two edges. الدُّعَى وَالْبُكَى. And that comes together in this night. الدُّعَى to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask for our needs, and buka, to shed tears for Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is the sir, the secret of this night. And that dua, that Laylatul Qadr, is in this night. And in this night we commemorate the dharb, the striking of Ibn Muljam on the head of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ibn Abi Talib. That on that night, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answers the dua. If I was in that night, I would make dua that such a great man would not leave us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he promised, that he has revealed the dhikr. Inna anzalna dhikr wa inna وَنَحْنُ لَهُ لَحَافِذُونَ. That he has revealed the Qur'an and that he is protecting the Qur'an. Here is Qur'an al-Natiq, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. That I would pray that, O Allah, as you protect this Qur'an, protect Amir al-Mu'mineen, protect this Qur'an al-Natiq. But it was Imam Ali's destiny. And we know this from what happened, that Imam Ali, when he woke up, where he went towards Masjid al-Kufa. ذَهَبَ نَحْوَ Masjid al-Kufa. And as he's walking, he sees Ibn al-Muljam al-La'een. He tells him, he says, don't sleep on your stomach. But Ibn al-Muljam, he was sleeping on his stomach because he was hiding the dagger that he will strike Imam Ali with. Imam Ali knew. He says, don't sleep on your stomach. This is the sleep of shaitan. That if you want to sleep, he says, either lie on your back like the prophets, or lie on your right side like the imams, or lie on your left side like the awliya. But don't sleep on your stomach. This is the sleep of shaitan. But Amir al-Mu'mineen, knowing this, he accepted that destiny. وَذَهَبَ نَحْوَ مَسْجِدِ الْكُوفَ. He went towards the Masjid al-Kufa. لِيُصَلِّي صَلَاتَ. So that he can pray. بَدَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِالصَّلَاةِ النَّافِلَةِ. He began the Salat وَكَبَّرَ وَرَكَّعَ وَسَجَدَ لِلَّهِ. Imam Ali, he made his takbir, Allahu Akbar. He made his posture, his ruku', and then his sajda. وَفِي رَكْعَةِ الْأُولَى وَفِي سَجْدَةِ الْأُولَى. That when Imam Ali, he was rising from that first sajda, Ibn Muljam al-La'een, he went towards Imam Ali, and he struck his head.
He struck the head of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But look how Imam Ali, he accepts his destiny. When that strike hit him on the head, he said, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulillah. In the name of Allah, and on the path of Rasulullah, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati Rasulillah. فوزت ورب الكعبة. That my success is in the strike upon my head. My success is in this because I will return to Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he took some dirt from the ground. Shuv, this is Abu Turab. He took the dirt from the ground and he placed it upon the wound which happened from the sword of Ibn al-Muljam. Then he recited the verse from Allah. He says, وَمِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, that we have created you from this dirt. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَرَّةً أُخْرَى, that we have made you from this dirt. We will place you back into this dirt. And again, we will bring you forth from this dirt. This is what Imam Ali recited. This was Imam Ali's destiny on Laylatul Qadr. This is Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen being martyred on this night. But it is narrated that when Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he was struck, there was the believers, they began to swarm to see that what happened. What happened to this Quran al-Natiq? What happened to Amir al-Mu'mineen? What was going on with their Mawlai? And then it was heard by all of the believers. They said there was no one who did not hear the cry of Jibreel. They said there was a sound that came from the sky. That sound was the voice of Jibreel announcing the shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Jibreel was saying, Tahaddamat walla arkanul huda. Tahaddamat walla arkanul huda. Tahaddamat walla arkanul huda. The pillar of guidance has been struck down. وَانْتَمَسَتْ أَعْلَامُ التُّقَى, and the example of piety has no more, is no more. وَانْفَسَتْ أُرْوَةُ الْوَثِقَى, and the rope, the strong rope that ties the servant of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been severed. Why has this happened? قُتِل, in the words of Jibreel, قُتِل, قُتِل عَلِيٌّ الْمُرْتَضَى, قُتِل عَلِيٌّ قتل علي المرتضى. قتل علي المرتضى, قتله الأشقى الأشقياء. The lowest of lowest creation has killed Ali ibn al-Murtada, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Allah, 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 Allah. Yeah.
ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. ما تبغى